The following program is transcribed.
For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, if you've been wondering about new developments in wash-day products, here's sensational news I'm certain will surprise you. News that means a sparkling clean wash for you. Deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash-day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this news was demonstrated to women recently in actual washing demonstrations. And today, you can hear in her own words what one of the women present at such a demonstration saw. Listen to Mrs. Guy C. Wallace of Flushing, New York.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. Well, at least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with a leading suds, the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, here's something you can do next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more important, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. And your clothes smell wind-blown fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer, so don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean. Sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, if Ma should learn the truth about those greedy, selfish cousins of hers, Ma certainly would be hurt. Just now, the big question is that money Sylvester swindled out of Willie and Evie. But there are even bigger questions. There's Sylvester's proposal of marriage to Faye, and the rest of the cousins plot to get everything they can from Ma. Well, right now it's the middle of the morning, and Ma and Shuffle and Faye are at the house. Shuffle's been begging Ma to believe that her cousins are villains and swindlers.
Jeffrey, you're putting on your hat where
he's
going.
Jeffrey,
you ain't mad at me.
No, Ma, I ain't mad at you. But when it comes to the cousins, you're so... You got such loyalty, such feelings. You keep saying we got no proof against them. Okay, I'm setting out to get some proof.
Oh.
I'm Willie. If necessary, I'll hold that boy's head in the bucket of water till he gives me his life savings. Unless he's already gave him to Sylvester. But I'm getting at the truth. Cousins, cousins, cousins. They've ruined my life. They've tried to ruin Marietta's life. They're ruining Willie's and Evie's life. Won't we be satisfied until they've ruined Ma Perkins, too, and Faye? I'm going to get some proof. And, Ma, I won't be back. I'm never going to come back again until I can look you in the eye, Ma Perkins, to prove to you your cousins are like I say.
Oh, Chef. Sit down, Ma. Here, I have to start David's lunch. Would you like your lunch at the same time?
Tell me something, Faye. Do you feel... Is it your feeling, too, like a cheerful feeling that on the subject of the cousins that I don't see, Faye? Do you feel like cheerful that maybe the cousins are bad?
It won't do any harm to find out, Ma. I mean, Cheffel's so very convinced of what he's saying. Don't you think it's time we found out?
Then you yourself believe that maybe Cecil is right. That maybe the cousins are, like he says, liars and thieves and... Like that?
I don't know, Ma. I hope not. But it won't do any harm to get at the truth.
Oh, but it will do harm. No, not if it's the truth, but what if it ain't the truth? Say, do you really believe that Willie and Evie could look me in the eye and tell lies to me? To say nothing of Sylvester lying when I asked him, lying to you when you asked him?
When it comes to the cousins, Marge, or there any member of the family, you're so loyal. I suppose you wouldn't be Marge Perkins if you didn't feel like that.
You mean that I love my family? Yes, I do. You mean that I don't believe that your sister ever would lie to me? Evie's made mistakes in her life, who hasn't? So have you, so have I, everybody. But lie to her ma? I explained to her why I was asking. I tried so hard to be careful in what I said so as not to make her angry. Then she answered like she answered. No, she ain't turned her money over to Sylvester.
You figure that Evie was deliberately telling me a lie? I can't answer, Mom. You know, I don't think Evie would tell a deliberate lie. If she did lie, well, maybe she was nervous about something, frightened about something. Under those circumstances, I believe that, well, yes, Evie might try to protect herself at any price.
Yourself against me. I didn't mean you no harm. Oh, now you must see why all this is so bad, say Charles. It's the bad feelings between everybody. Cecil rushing out of here to prove something bad about the cousins. Evie afraid that I was going to do something bad to her, or maybe to the cousins. Evie mad at me. Cecil mad at everybody else. Where did it start? How did everything go so wrong? What has happened to me and mine? Why, none of this is like us. It seems like it's hardly the Perkins family anymore.
You love the cousins very much, don't you?
Oh, Faye, you keep asking me that over and over, like it's queer to like your own family, like it ain't natural. I told you time and again what your cousin Denise meant to your pa, and what she means to me.
You're a fine person, Ma. But, you know, it's funny how a little germ of an idea can grow and grow until it sucks out everything else. Like one drop of dye in the basin. It colors everything. Shuffle told me that he's convinced Sylvester took the money. Well, it never did. And so, when Sylvester asked me to marry him, all I could think of was, did he or did he not take Willie's mother's money?
When Sylvester asked, Faye?
Yes, I didn't want to tell you until we cleared the air, but since it looks as if matters are at a standstill, I guess you might as well know. Yes, Sylvester asked me to marry him.
Sylvester asked you to marry him? Lance.
Now, our scene changes. But before we join Shuffle, are you wondering, I know I am, if Faye's announcement will make Ma change her mind? Will Ma decide now to find out the truth about those cousins, painful though the process might be? Well, it's Shuffle we rejoin now, there at Evie's and Willie's. Willie's out. As we know, Willie is still job hunting, but Shuffle and Evie are in her parlor. Listen.
So I ask you, Evie, I beg you, just speak the truth. That's all I'm here for, Evie, just the truth. Evie, did you and Willie give your money to Cousin Sylvester? No. Evie, listen to me. I'm an old man now, and what's happened to me ain't terrible important. I don't have no family. I don't have no kids. Don't have too many years left. It ain't me who counts. But you're young, Evie. You've got a child. You've got a lovely home. We don't want nothing bad happening to you, Evie. We just want to protect you. Maybe you got some reason for saying no, you didn't take your life savings and give them to Sylvester. I'm sure your reasons are real reasonable reasons. They do you credit. But There's maybe better reason on the other side. Did Sylvester tell you you shouldn't tell nobody about your investment?
No.
Evie, I'm going to try one more time. Look at it this way. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that Sylvester loses the money. Let's say he got the money in a box up at his house, and a burglar gets in and steals it. Or Sylvester gets hit by a truck, and the first person who reaches the body looks in his wallet for identification purposes, and quick as a wink, he slips the money in his own pocket. Or, by some wild stretch of the imagination, let's say Sylvester himself ain't too honest. He kind of bamboozled that money out of you. These heat things happen all the time as we go through life, Evie. The newspapers have got stories like that every other day. So you got to be protected, Evie. If you go around telling everybody you didn't give no money to Sylvester, well, then you got no protection. Don't you see that, Evie?
No.
What do you mean, no, Evie Perkins Pip? You gave that money to Sylvester and you ain't got the brains to admit it.
And if I did give him the money, I wouldn't tell you, Shuffle Sober. You've been sore at the cousins since the minute they set foot in this town. You're just trying to make trouble. You told me you to scare me, so I'll help you get back at the cousins. You know Willie don't have a job. You know, I'm nervous. You're trying to play on my fears. And anyway, I won't tell you. Leave me alone, Shuffle. Stop being so mean.
Mean? I come here to save her, save the whole family, and the whole family accuses me of motives and intentions and ideas which they wouldn't even be worthy of a cousin. Okay, Evie, that's the way you want it? Somebody just come in or went out. Junior or Willie, maybe?
Yes, and I'm busy making lunch. That you, Junior? Willie?
It's me, Evie. Ma.
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 Hello, Evie. Stephanie. Yes, yes. Something has come up with Evie. I don't know what Sheffer has been asking you, or telling you. But I just heard something which... Oh, Evie, it's more important than ever now. We've got to learn the truth. Are the cousins bad people, or... Evie, once and for all, I got to know about the cousins. Did you and Willie turn over the money to Sylvester?
Evie, answer your ma.
No.
Oh, Evie.
Ladies, there's a new wash day thrill waiting for you the first time you use deep cleaning Oxidol, because deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats grimy dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxidol. They're dazzling white and bright. You can feel they're soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxidol. At your dealers now, in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so, once more, Evie refuses to answer the question. Evie's and Willie's money, Faye's relationship with Sylvester, the future schemes of the cousins, the whole future of Ma's family. Yes, we have lots to listen for in the days to come. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, transcribed with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.